Good morning. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital, bringing you HealthWorks. On today's show, I have a special guest. I have Mary Lachlan. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
And Mary and I were just talking. I think I met Mary about 3 years ago when I started this position as Community Health Manager.
Right.
And part of our WIN meetings that we
definitely, yes,
now do Zoom. So we Zoom call in every month. But I asked Mary to be on the show today because in March they recognize epilepsy awareness, correct?
Right.
And I am very, Mary and I were just talking before I kind of press record. And it is just something that I think our community, our listeners out there really need to know more about. You know, after talking with you for just 15, 20 minutes prior to this, and I know you've been on the show before, but can you, you know, you are the Northeast Resource Coordinator for the Epilepsy Foundation of Northeast Pennsylvania, correct?
Right.
So what do you do as, you know, a resource coordinator?
Well, we have offices throughout the eastern part of PA, but I handle the six northernmost counties: Luzerne, Lackawanna, Wayne, Pike, Wyoming, Susquehanna. Am I forgetting one? But and what we do is we have a resource center. So anyone that's in the need of any kind of information, when you have epilepsy and you go to the doctor, they'll tell you, here's your medication, we'll see you in 6 months. Okay, there you are. And then you walk out and you have no idea what is going on and how to live your life. So that's where we pick up. We do training. We offer programs for the families to tell them how to do first aid at home, how to do the proper first aid, what to look for, what to watch out for. If it's a child, we can help with the school issues. Mm-hmm. We can help sit in on IEP meetings with the families and the school to maybe pick up things that they're unaware of. If it's an older child, we can help with transitioning services into college, tell them that what they're entitled to, because they're entitled to have certain benefits in college, to help them learn. If it's an adult, we can help them maybe with their job. Maybe they've lost their job due to their seizures, which we can help fight that. Mm-hmm. If it's against the American Disability Act, we can help them get their Social Security. A lot of times people apply and they have a hard time. So we'll go in as an advocate and help them talk to the people in the office and get their benefits. We can also steer them to other benefits that they're available to. If you need to have Center for Independent Living, where you have a caregiver, whether it's a family member or a friend, if you need to have help during the day with your medications, taking you to the doctor, just cooking. A lot of people can't do the cooking themselves, or they shouldn't really take a bath or a shower without someone being nearby. Mm-hmm. If you have a seizure at that point, you could drown in a couple inches of water, or you could get severely hurt. So you may need to have somebody with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we steer them to the direction where they can get paid to help with somebody with a seizure. We do advocacy. Unfortunately, a lot of people having seizures get arrested because they're...
Right.
Yeah, we've had some mm-hmm. issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do police training so that they know what to look for. They know how to approach somebody in the middle of a complex seizure that could be combative. And we show them different ways. But if they're not trained and they do get arrested, then we go in and advocate for the person. I've gone mm-hmm. into courtrooms. I've gone into the police stations. I've helped them get lawyers or whatever they need because they were falsely arrested, so they didn't need that. We do give a lot of information to anyone that needs it. We do private training and counseling if somebody needs some counseling. There's a lot of depression that comes with this condition also. So we do that. We go into schools. We train the teachers what to look for.
Right.
We train them how to do proper first aid, and we train the children in the classes mm-hmm. from first or even preschool up to graduation. And it's all age appropriate. We do use puppets for the smaller ones. We do hands-on with the older children. We offer support groups, so that once a month.
You are going through all these lists, and I'm listening going, and you know, there is, usually most people work 40 hours a week. It sounds like you do 120 hours a week in everything you do as an organization. It is awesome. It really is. So, you know, for those of you that may be coming in, I have Mary Lachlan here from the Epilepsy Foundation. What is epilepsy? Because, you know, we were talking about that too. Some people hear that and they get scared.
Right.
Because they're not quite sure what it is. And I'm a firm believer that education is the key. If people understand what's going on, whether they have it or not, I think they look at it differently. Do you agree with me?
Oh, definitely. As they say, knowledge is power. And once you know, then you're less afraid and you're more likely to help someone. Epilepsy is a misfiring of the brain. Inside of our brain, we have millions of neurons. They carry electricity and they touch each other to give signals to let your body know what to do. The brain controls all of your functions, your heartbeat, your breathing, your everything. And that's how they communicate with each other, is just by giving little shocks to each other. But when one of them gets stuck somewhere, instead of a little shock, now they all gather together and it's a lot of electricity, which creates a seizure. And depending where it is in the brain will determine what type of seizure you'll have. So the seizures aren't always the tonic-clonic, the big ones, the convulsive that you see on TV, on every medical show.
Yes.
They could be as mild as someone smelling and seeing and hearing things that aren't there. They can hallucinate. They can get a sudden feeling of fear or anguish or panic, and that's a simple partial seizure. That's just a simple seizure. It only lasts a few seconds or minutes, but it is a seizure that could be controlled. It could be an absence seizure where a child will look like they're not paying attention, they're daydreaming. They just blink and they stare just for a few seconds and then they're back, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but then their grades are going to slip because they hear the teacher say, "Christopher Columbus, America." Well, in that part, when they give the test, like, well, what did Christopher Columbus do? Like, they have no idea. Could he spell America? Was he ever in America? Was he on American Idol?
Wow.
And they start to fail.
Right.
So it is important, even though it's a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the other ones where they blank out for a few minutes, but yet they look like they're alert, and they may start to wander and walk and try car doors or do something. And when someone yells or talks to them, it's that flight or fight. So they just either take off or they become combative, but they're having a seizure. It's a certain type of seizure. So there's all different types, depending on what part of the brain is affected by that. And the important thing is that it could happen to anyone at any time in their life. You're not necessarily born with it. There are many reasons that people get them.
Wow. And, you know, I think, you know, if someone suspects that, they should see a doctor, correct?
Definitely.
Is there a specialist out there that they would need to see?
You'd see a neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal one would be an epileptologist, but unfortunately, they're far and few between.
Mm-hmm.
So a neurologist could pick that up and they'll do some testing. But the biggest help to them is having someone that's an eyewitness that saw what happened and then convey what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person having the seizure has no idea what goes
right
on during that period. So if you have someone go with you, tell the doctor what was going on. They'll do some testing, some EEG, some other testing, so that they could find out exactly what type of seizure
mm-hmm.
that you have and if you truly have epilepsy. And like I said, there's many reasons. It could be a trauma to the head, and it might not be right away. You could be in the hospital having a seizure, and they'll say, "Did you hit your head?" "No." "Well, 5 years ago, I was in a car accident, and I had a concussion." It could take that long for a little lesion or scar tissue to grow.
Okay.
So it's not always instant. It could be down the road, you
mm-hmm.
know, if you have something. It could be from an infection, stress, high blood pressure, hormonal imbalances, young boys and young girls, older women.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. And then sometimes there's just no reason at all.
Right.
It just happens.
And, you know, and we were talking too, is, you know, statistics. Like, What are some of the statistics of individuals who develop epilepsy or seizures?
1 in 26 will be diagnosed in their lifetime. So 1 out of 26 people will develop epilepsy throughout their life. It may be older as they get older, or it could be any time. 1 in 10 will have a seizure at least once in their lifetime and may not know they've even had it. So there's 3.4 million Americans right now, but in eastern Pennsylvania, there's 110,000 that we know of. But a lot of them get misdiagnosed or undiagnosed, so it's really difficult to tell. It's probably more on the upper side of that, but that's how many we have logged in at this point.
Right. And working in healthcare, I mean, we promote wellness and, you know, regular visits to their physician. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that that's important, right? If you have a handle on your health overall and if you know something isn't right, that's when you can really follow up, correct?
Exactly.
And keep on top of your health. And so that's really important.
It is.
You know, so, you know, and I want to mention it now, we'll mention it at the end. You know, if someone's listening and they're like, wow, I didn't know that you were out there, what's the contact information that you can share with the listeners right now?
Well, my information, it's Mary Lachlan, and my phone number is 570-592-1150. Or you could reach me at my email, it's epilepsywv. So I'll spell that epilepsywv@efepa.org.
Okay. Right. And we'll have that, you know, one thing nice about the show now, we have it on our website, so people go and listen to it, so then they can have that pen and paper down and rewind it a little bit and get that information, or they can always call me and I'll have that information for them too.
Oh, definitely.
So, you know, I want to, you know, we only... the time has gone by so fast. So individuals can reach out to you for more information. But like if they have an organization or like you are reaching out to first responders, like we talked about EMS to schools. So if we do have some school teachers out there and you know, maybe they're not aware that you can come in and teach their classrooms. Yes. You know, you said that you were teaching kindergartners and children in fourth grade about seizures and if their friend or if they ever saw one or family members, what to do.
Exactly. And we tell them anything with a brain can have a seizure. So I always hear, well, can dogs or cats? And yes, they can. And they get treated the same way that people do with the same medication. Of course, then the kids say, well, can a giraffe, can an elephant, can a bird, can a fish? And yes, anything with a brain can have a seizure. But we do trainings. Right now we're in Zoom mode, as most of America. But eventually we will get back to in-person. But if you'd like a Zoom or an in-person training, just contact us. We can come to your organization, to your business. If you have a business that you have visiting nurses or people go into homes or whatever and you'd like training, we can do that. It's all of our trainings are free. And for a lot of the professional people, they get continuing ed credits that we are licensed to give credits out. But it is free, and I really think it's good for children to learn because the more you learn, the less afraid you are. So for school children, I think it's invaluable.
Right, right. And I know we're almost out of time, but you did share the story of the training that you did in the school, right?
Right.
And how that helped one of their classmates when they had a seizure.
The teachers didn't know what to do, and when they went to get help, by the time they came back, the children had... the little boy on his side, they had something under his head, they were timing it by singing the ABC song. And when he was done, they sat him up and they told him how much they loved him, that he was still their friend, not to be afraid. And it was really a good story.
Right, right. It's on the same lines as calling 911 in the way, you know, how we treat kids, you know, teach them how to call 911 when there's an emergency. This just goes a little bit above and beyond what they really can do to help someone.
Right.
You know, well, Mary, I really, really want to thank you for being on the show today. Any last words out there for our listeners?
Well, thank you for having me. I think it's important to get the word out that we are here, that we are serving the area, and anything that you need, just give us a call. We will talk you through things or help you out or send you information or come visit you. Whatever you need, we're here for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, this is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health. And if you have any questions on this show or our previous shows, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.